morning. Welcome to another exciting daily episode of Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Christ Family Church and St. James Christian Academy Preschool through 12th grades. I'm Donalyn Curry, your host. For more information, why don't you check out our web at www.christfamilychurch.net. Now, join my husband, Pastor Jerry, as he's teaching on the power of the Word.
Do you really love the people around you? Or do you just pretend? How about the people that's behind you? Another one that keeps kicking your chair. How about the usher that didn't want you to sit in that specific chair? You want to consider that as a family member or no?
Yes.
Amen. Thank goodness we don't have car park attendants. We've got enough parking so you can just park where you like, because some of those people nearly got ridden over. Remember when we had literally people who would drive past them and just about knock them over. But we need to love each other. Because, you know, we really are family. And I'm talking real family. You could be more family with a person next to you that you've never seen in your life than actual flesh and blood family. What are you talking about? Well, heaven forbid that anybody that's flesh and blood in your family doesn't go to heaven. Amen? But the person next to you that you've never seen before, if they go to heaven, you're going to be together for eternity. You could be with your family up for 70, 80, what, 120 years in the earth, but then it's over. But eternity is eternity. So you're more family with a person that's saved than just flesh and blood. You need to think about that. So we really are family. And if we're family, we should care for one another. Right now, we know there's a lot of family members out of town. I mean, we know it's Thanksgiving week. And there's a lot of family members out of town traveling right now. So, you know what? We need to pray for them. Would you agree? Or doesn't really matter. Just get on with the service. You know, I'm not going to pray over my food. Just waffle it in my mouth. No, we're going to pray. We're going to take a minute right now and pray for all of our family, friends, and members. Because it's important that you know that you'll also be prayed for at all times. Amen? Amen. So right now, Father, we just come before you and we thank you, Lord, that all of our members and family members that are on their way back home, whether they're in the air, on a boat, in a car, we thank you, Lord, on a motorcycle, however they're traveling, that your hand is upon them. They're covered by the blood of the Lamb. They have a hedge of protection about them. Thank you, Lord, that warring angels surround them, keeping all harm out of their ways. They're surrounded by the best drivers only. And we thank you, Lord, that you just direct them, give them speedy direction and no hang-ups and no wild car jams, traffic jams, or anything like that. That they just get back safe and sound in Jesus Christ's mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Now, that didn't take long, did it? Okay, so now we say, thank you, Lord, that our family members are all safe and sound. See, you ask, and then you thank. Amen. So now, how many of you know that we'll pray for you as well? Amen. Because we're a praying church. Say, we're a praying church. Go with me to John 11. I'm still a bit hot. I think just make me a straight line there, Daniel. Just put straight. A little bit of tops, a little bit of treble. Thank you. John 11. This is a Thanksgiving weekend. How many of you know?
Yes.
How many of you had good turkey?
Yes.
Did you have a good meal?
Yes.
Did you get together with family?
Yes.
Was it fun?
Yes.
Now, aren't you glad that it's not every week?
Yes.
Not because of the family, but because of the weight you would put on. I mean, like the kind of food I ate, my mother-in-law, I think she's crazy. She makes enough food for an army. So you have, you know, we've been eating there the whole week. I'm going there for lunch today again, eating all the stuff from Thanksgiving. I mean, we really step out, don't we? Do you know that I'm thankful? How many of you are thankful to your nana? How many of you got nanas? How many of you are thankful to your parents, to your mom, to the person who made the food? I mean, aren't you grateful for that? Do you know it could be worse? You could have no one. You understand? But God has blessed our lives. God has blessed our lives. And we need to thank Him. You see, Thanksgiving is not just a time of this time of the year when we thank God. We've got to thank God. And we don't thank Him for all the things He's going to do. A lot of people thank God for what He's about to do and what He's going to do. How about thanking God for what He's already done? I mean, has He done some stuff? So we thank God for what He's done in our lives. Has God done anything for anyone?
Yes.
All right. Well, then we've got to thank Him. Is that correct? And so thanksgiving is not thanking God for what He's going to do. It's thanking God for what He's done. So if it's thanking God for what He's done as well as what He's going to do, then I should be living a life of thankfulness. Yes. Is that true?
Yes.
I've got to be grateful. Now, some of us, we live in America, some of us have not seen the other side. I come from Africa, and I've seen the other side, believe me. I've been to some places in Africa where they eat out of a hubcap. Remember the old hubcaps from cars? Remember that? They'd find them on the side of the street. Hubcaps, remember, they used to pop off. They'd use that for a plate. And they were thankful that they had it. I remember one time I ended up, I was hitchhiking through South Africa. I wanted to go to Rhodesia, and I was young, I was 18, and I hooked up with this tribe of people in the mountains, and they were so excited to have me there, and they started to feed us, and we were starving, two of us. We were hungry. We were living in a tent. It was a two-man tent. It was so funny.
Accredited academic excellence.
Peaceful environment.
Phenomenal music, ballet, and karate.
Cultural enrichment.
Competitive in sports. Chapel and character growth.
Are you looking for a great academic and Christ-centered school? Well, Christ Family Church has the solution for you. St. James Christian Academy, now enrolling preschool through the 12th grade with full scholarships available.
And they wanted to feed us, so we started eating. And while we were eating, out of this hubcap, I noticed the one guy eating with us just doing that, taking something, breaking it, then eating it. And I said to him, "What is that we're eating?" And he looked up with a big smile and said, "Mpani worms. It's a worm, a big worm." And they were grateful to be eating it. They didn't have a turkey with stuffing this week. How many of you are really thankful? I mean, really? Well, why aren't we smiling? Why aren't we grateful to God? Let me tell you something. A grateful heart is a thankful heart. And a thankful heart is a grateful heart. But let me tell you the other side of that. An ungrateful heart is an unthankful heart. Have you ever met anyone that's ungrateful and unthankful? Do you know them? Do you look in the mirror and see them? We've got a lot to be grateful for. I mean, salvation. Salvation. Everyone on the planet can be grateful for that. Now, you can be eating empalmony worms in a hubcap with nothing to eat it out of, and you can be saved and grateful for that. Amen? We need to be grateful, and we need to thank God.
Yeah.
Say, I need to thank God. On a daily basis. And you need to thank people.
Yeah.
And we need to be grateful to people. Be grateful for the things that they do in your life. Maybe they don't do it the way you want it, but be grateful for them trying. Maybe you didn't get the right, nice, you know, pair of socks that you wanted for Christmas. But be grateful for the fact that they actually spent 2 cents on you. Amen? All right, John 11, verse 41. Look at this. We know Lazarus was dead, and Jesus went there, and He said, "Take away the stone from the place where the dead man was lying," which they did. And Jesus lifted up His eyes and said, "Father, what?" Jesus, the Creator, the Savior, the Redeemer, He said to God the Father, what did He say? "I thank You. I thank You that You have heard Me." How's that for faith in action? Is that faith in action? Lazarus was still in the tomb for 4 days, being dead, and Jesus is going to raise him, and He says, "Father, we're going to raise him, and I thank You that You've already heard Me."
Yeah.
See, faith, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not yet seen.
That's right.
So he was thanking God, the Father, before he saw Lazarus come out of the tomb.
That's right.
And is Jesus not our example?
Yeah.
Do you get a better example than Jesus on how to live your life? There's only one example that I want to follow, really, and that's Jesus.
Yeah.
And if they're following Jesus, then I'll follow them too. Amen. Jesus Christ Himself gets up there, a guy's dead, and He says, "Father, I thank You." So apparently, thankful heart gets some miracles done. You see, you can't be in faith and ungrateful. It's not going to work. You can't be in faith and unthankful. Because Faith is believing you've got before you receive. And if I'm believing that I've got something before I get something, right? And I believe I've got it, then I've got to say thank you for it. Isn't that true? So if I've got to say thank you before I've got it, I've got to have a thankful heart. And do you know you can cultivate a grateful, thankful heart? You can become a grateful, thankful person. Now, I know you think, some of you might be thinking, oh, you don't know my spouse. You should be grateful and thankful that you've got a spouse to say that about. Oh, God. You see, if you want the miracle, you've got to get into faith. And if you're in faith, then you're thankful. Does that make sense? So if you want to be thankful and have faith operating, you're going to have to be grateful. I've never seen a thankful, ungrateful person. But I've seen a grateful, thankful person. Amen. And so you might be thinking, well, you know, this is Thanksgiving. You know, we just thank God once a year. And that's the way we do it here in America. We thank God once a year for his provision. No, we don't. He said, seek God and his kingdom first every time. Is that right? And so we thank God for what he's given us, and we thank God for what he's going to give us. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Next part of that verse, look what he says. Father, I thank you that you hear me, and I know that you always hear me. But because of the people who are standing by, I said that they may believe that you sent me. So he's going to do a miracle, but he's got to be thankful before he creates a miracle to get the people to believe that he's God's son. That sounds like about it, right? Okay. That they may believe you sent me. Okay, next. Now, when he had said these things, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. So, apparently, he didn't thank God after Lazarus was born again, or came up from the dead, should I say. He thanked God before the miracle. Do you see that? So, if I want the miracle life that I'm supposed to live, I've got to have a thankful life. And if I have a thankful life, then I better become a grateful person and stop griping and complaining about the line at wherever you're going in the drive-thru. If I had my way, if I was the president of America, I'd say no more drive-thrus, I cancel them. Not another one. Because you know what happened? We all became microwave mentality people. I'm telling you, and if you don't get it now, when I want it now, we get crazy. Before, we would take time and relax and enjoy it when it came. Now we get it so quick, and we stuff it in our face so fast, we're driving down the road. Have you seen people in their cars? When I first came to America, I was astounded. Because everybody's got a drink and a burger in their hand. We had no drive-thrus in South Africa, nothing. You know, I wonder, can you imagine drive-thru robbers? At the bank tellers. I mean, you can drive to your bank now. Give me your money. Not gonna. Give me your money. Not gonna. It's a machine, Dodo. But that's how we get. We've become microwave mentality type of people. And if we don't get it now, we get angry. We get frustrated. And then you look in the cars. And I'm telling you, I've seen a woman the other day driving, and her supersized cup was that size. It had a handle over here. I mean, this woman was like, woo! I thought, my goodness, we live in the land of the free and the free.
Christ Family Church is dedicated to helping our community through various ministries, such as our food pantry, healing school, and life groups. We invite you to experience miracles with us in your everyday life.
Thank you for joining us. We hope you enjoyed this message from Pastor Jerry Curry. If you'd like to know more about Christ Family Church, you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and our website at www.christfamilychurch.net.